It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, April 2nd, 2018. Today is the birthday of legendary Italian adventurer Giacomo Casanova, born in Venice in 1725. Renowned for his dissolute lifestyle, Casanova led a free-spirited existence filled with random escapades and scandal, culminating in a lively 6-volume autobiography, which made his name synonymous with womanizer or playboy. His mother was an actress, Zanetta Farrusi, the wife of actor and dancer Gaetano Casanova, and Giacomo was the first of 6 children. At the time of his birth, the city of Venice thrived as the pleasure capital of Europe, ruled by political and religious conservatives who tolerated social vices and encouraged tourism. It was a required stop on the grand tour traveled by young men coming of age, especially Englishmen. Its famed carnival, gambling houses, and beautiful courtesans were powerful drawing cards. This was the environment that bred young Casanova and made him its most famous and representative citizen. Early on, Casanova demonstrated a quick wit, an intense appetite for knowledge, and a perpetually inquisitive mind. He entered the University of Padua at 12 and graduated at 17 in 1742 with a degree in law. He also considered entering the priesthood as a young man and studied at a seminary in Padua. Not long after enrolling at the school, however, he was expelled for his bawdy behavior, and so he returned to Venice. Sometime afterward, he served a Roman Catholic cardinal in Rome, but he was quickly fired because of yet another scandal. His path then became even more meandering as he worked as a violinist and traveled across Europe to Paris, Prague, Vienna, and Dresden, before returning to Venice to start a new career as a magician. His luck ran out when he was found guilty of witchcraft in 1755 and sentenced to 5 years in prison. In October of 1756, however, he escaped and fled to Paris. There, a sensationalized account of his exploits appeared as a pamphlet, and Casanova was instantly famous. His next scheme was launching a lottery in which he made a small fortune. During this period, Casanova was always on the move, using his bottomless charm and gambling winnings to support himself despite a growing number of angry creditors. He was finally allowed to return to Venice in the early 1770s and acted as a spy for the Venetian inquisitors of state from 1774 to 1782. From 1785 to 1798, he lived in Bohemia working as a librarian for a local nobleman. Nearly forgotten at this point, he ensured his legacy would be remembered by writing that sensational autobiography. Today, the book is highly acclaimed for its portrait of Enlightenment society in continental Europe, but less renowned for its biographical accuracy. The book is a marvelous catalog of his encounters with luminaries of the time, including Voltaire, Rousseau, and Mozart, and it details his seemingly endless romantic exploits. He died at age 73 in 1798, and the first usage of his name to mean a promiscuous or unscrupulous lover occurred in written English around 1852. References to him in popular culture in books, films, theater, and music are seemingly limitless, like his own claims about his romantic conquests. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 2nd, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.